Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode 36 of Tech Tips Today with Jim. It's really wonderful that you're here with me today and taking the time to learn about some instructional technologies. Today, I'm going to feature four sites and one iPad app that you just may happen to find very interesting. We're going to talk about Worded Out, RhymeZone, Rhyming Dictionary, free classic audiobooks, free protractor, and PBS Election. So let's get started. The first site that I'd like to share with you today is called Worded Out. It's available at https://worditout.com. You've probably all seen those wonderful little word clouds that you're able to create on some sites where, you know, you can type in a bunch of words and it'll arrange it into shapes or different designs, different colors, different backgrounds. You can do all that. Well, Worded Out is very similar to that with an interesting twist that I'll get to in just a little bit. Worded Out is a word cloud. You can create an attractive arrangement of randomly positioned words where the most important words to you are bigger than the others, which is kind of a handy feature to be able to have when you're creating a word cloud. What are they for? Well, mostly you do those word clouds just kind of more for fun. But if you are a teacher in a classroom, word clouds can be a fantastic way to convey meaning to the students about a topic that you're talking about. Imagine talking about Shakespeare, for example, and you would want to highlight some of the most important works of Shakespeare, where you can put all of those into a word cloud. And then you could have the most important works, say like Hamlet or Romeo and Juliet. You can have all those be larger. They're fantastic for summarizing large documents like reports, speeches, questionnaires, and to be able to help relay your message to your students. Some of the features of Worded Out is that you can customize more than you can with most other word cloud generators. I've already touched on that. So what you can do in Worded Out is you can create word clouds from sentences, whole documents, or tables. That's really nice. You can decide how you want to filter the text, you know, which words you're going to display or remove, and then you can tweak all of those different kinds of words. And you can design your word cloud kind of to be just the way you want. You can find that perfect layout, choose your colors, your fonts, your sizes. All of these things are fantastic and produce some really nice word clouds. Here's one of the things I find very interesting about Worded Out, though. They also offer a personalized gift feature. So you can have t-shirts and mugs made from your word clouds. Now, that's a little bit different compared to other word clouds. I like the way that the word clouds look when you're in Worded Out. It's so easy to be able to use. And you also have the benefit of you can actually put them on some type of a t-shirt or a mug if you would like, if you really like what your word cloud looks like. Again, it's called Worded Out. I give it 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. The Rhyme Zone is a really, really cool site if you're trying to find rhyming words. It's available at www.rhymezone.com. It really doesn't get simpler than this. When you first get to the screen, there's really not much on the screen at all, just where you can type in a word and then you click search. And you can find rhymes. So, for instance, I want to find all the words that I possibly can that would rhyme with the word big. So I type in big, I click search, and I am presented with a bunch of possibilities. And it's broken down into like one syllable or two syllable, multi-syllables. It just plain doesn't get easier than it. By the way, there were 77 results for words that rhyme with big. For instance, some of the rhymes that it would come up with would be brig, dig, fig, gig, jig, pig. Do you get what I'm talking about here? It's really, really nice. There also is a drop-down menu, not only for finding rhymes, but you can find near rhymes. You can also find synonyms, find phrases. You can find antonyms. You can find a whole bunch of more possibilities. This would be really handy in the language arts classroom when students are working on developing their expertise in developing poems to be able to help find rhyming words, because sometimes that's the hardest part of writing a poem, is to find rhyming words. So you'll want to check this out. Do a search for rhymezone.com or go to www.rhymezone.com and you will be presented with a fantastic free tool. I give Rhymezone 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. I like to read. I also like listening to audiobooks. I have a feeling you're a person who kind of likes audiobooks too, because you're listening to a podcast, which is kind of like an audiobook. Kind of, maybe, sort of, maybe not at all like it, but you get my gist in this one. You're liking to listen to things. When you go to freeclassicaudiobooks.com, you are presented with lots and lots and lots of free classic audiobooks. For instance, Huckleberry Finn, Pilgrim's Progress, Treasure Island, Alice in Wonderland, White Fang, Emma, The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. All of these are free audiobooks. You have a choice where you can choose to listen in MP3 format and download in MP3 format, or you can have them in the 4MB format for iPods. You can download them, and you are able to put them on your device, and then you're able to listen back to them. Think about those long commutes that you happen to make, or you have students who are ready for more advanced literature. Go to freeclassicaudiobooks.com. Check it out. It really is super, super simple to use, and the audio recordings are very, very nice. Check it out. I give freeclassicaudiobooks.com 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. There's an iPad app that I would kind of like to be able to share with you. It's called Free Protractor. Now, Free Protractor is an easy-to-use virtual protractor. It's great for doing anything from checking your homework to helping with a do-it-yourself project if you would like to. The color-coded angles are very, very nice quality, very pleasing to the eye, and quite easy to follow. All you have to do is just tap and drag on the screen, and the angle will follow your finger, just as easy as that. There's also a lot of other features included, such as a camera mode, horizontal guide, angle types. There's different kinds of customizations that you can do inside the app. It's free, which is definitely a bonus, and it really is fun to use. And I'm not a math person, and I enjoyed using this. And so I actually used it to help calculate some angles in a building project that I was doing. So I know that it works quite well. So you'll want to go to the iTunes store, and you'll want to check out Free Protractor by Pongo Soft. I give Free Protractor 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. I wish I would have had this site before we had the elections in the United States back in November. The name of the site is PBS Learning Media. It's called Election Central. And what you're able to do in here is learn about the election process in the United States. It covers everything from how presidents get elected to the election process basics to political campaign basics to roles of political parties in the election process to election foundations, the general election. And then you click on those, you get some really great materials and videos from PBS to be able to help you out with this. They're very high quality productions that they were able to make from PBS. Also, something that I like on this one, and this is where this could come in handy for you, there is a section of the PBS Learning Media Election Central that's called After the Election. And when you click on that, you can go in and find out, hey, what happens when the election is over? And they talk about this. Everything in this site is super, super high quality and very, very wonderful for any social studies teacher or any teacher in the classroom to help teach about the American election. I give PBS Election Central 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. That's the end of another edition of Tech Tips Today with Jim. Thanks again for being part of this episode. Please share it with your friends so that they too can be learning in a casual environment about some instructional technologies that just may make their life better in the classroom. Take care, everybody. Love life and keep smiling. Bye.